Scientists finally have cracked the genetic code of the chromosome that makes men, men. The Y chromosome turns out to carry just a few genes, but it also contains a major surprise. It's full of palindromes, DNA sequences that read the same forwards and backwards. There's no gene to explain why men need to change the TV channel all the time, but other secrets of maleness are revealed in two papers published today in the journal Nature. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The lowly Y chromosome contains one vitally important gene, the one that makes a fetus develop into a male. But David Page at the Whitehead Institute and MIT says otherwise it's been regarded as a scrap of genetic junk.
The Y chromosome has for half a century been viewed as a genetic wasteland and perhaps also as an intellectual wasteland. I think it's fair to say the Y chromosome has been the Rodney Dangerfield of the human genome.
One reason for this lack of respect is that the Y chromosome is the only one in the human body that doesn't have a backup copy. All the other chromosomes come in pairs. So every time a gene on the Y chromosome goes bad, it's seemingly just tough luck. Goodbye, gene. In fact, over the past several hundred million years, the Y chromosome has lost most of the 1,500 genes it started with. Even so, Page has stuck with the Y chromosome for the past 20 years, and his tenacity has been rewarded. As Page and his many colleagues now report, the Y chromosome has been secretly creating backup copies of its most important genes. They are stored in the DNA as mirror images, or palindromes. Palindromes read the same way forwards and backwards.
Madam, I'm Adam is a short palindrome, but these palindromes on the Y are on a completely different scale. So, for example, the largest of the Y chromosome's palindromes has a span of 3 million letters of DNA.
In these palindromes, the first half contains the gene, and the second half contains the same information, just in reverse.
So, in fact, we find that many of the genes on the Y chromosome do occur as pairs, a big surprise. And not only do they exist as pairs, but the members of these pairs appear to be swapping out or recombining with each other.
And by swapping out or recombining, the genes are able to restore themselves when they get damaged. Page says that helps explain why these genes have been able to persist despite millions of years of assault from random mutations. And he says that means the Y chromosome won't simply keep shrinking away until it disappears altogether. But not everybody is buying that happy ending. Jenny Marshall-Graves at the Australian National University in Canberra is impressed by Page's work to decipher the Y chromosome, but the result doesn't change her low opinion of the chromosome itself.
The Y is a wasteland. There's hardly any genes. It's not long for this world. I really don't see why we have to have such a towering respect for a little bit of DNA, which is largely junk, and which really there are only a few genes that count for anything.
David Page looks at those few genes rather differently. Maybe just one gene does determine whether a baby is going to be a boy or a girl, but he says genetic differences between males and females actually run deeper than that.
It is one of the great truisms of the Human Genome Project that we are all 99.9% identical in sequence. But this statement holds true only half the time if you're comparing two males or two females.
When you consider that only men carry Y chromosomes, Page says males and females are actually 98.5% alike genetically. That still seems like a pretty strong similarity, until you consider that a male chimpanzee and a man are also 98.5% alike genetically.
Which is to say, yes indeed, you are about as similar to your wife as you are to a male chimp.
This puts some perspective on the importance of genetic differences overall, and that brings us back to the backwater of the Y chromosome. We are left with the mystery of how the 78 genes now known to exist on the Y chromosome contribute to the human male, and how they lead to the large and obvious differences that exist between the sexes. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Drawings of human chromosomes are at npr.org.